practiced the snake style. He was known as the snake spirit. He had the speed of a snake.
Like circus out there.
Snake style.
Circus, mule bike. They outside, and then they roll back into their holes. They slither in the streets of Brooklyn, New York. Slither in the streets of Manhattan. In the streets of Queens. Streets of the Bronx. Streets of Staten Island. Wherever you see them, they slither. Whoever. Yo. Yeah. But check it out. Yo, yo. It broke me up when they pat me on my shoulder. Said stay strong, cause his life is now over. I flash back to the heathens that he rolled with. They shot him up and now nobody knows me. My peers, little ears. He came up to me with an eye full of tears. Last night we were shooting dice and getting nice. Kid rolled us and played us for our merchandise. We were in the hallway all day. Me, Steve, and Little Ray. Probably at first they tried to rob me. Back me in the lobby. Pull out the shoddy. Then came Scotty. Fragile body. My first impression, he returned from a party. He was just stagger, smelling like McCarty. The dragon, bragging. How he with me, I had mad hotties. Pressed on the elevator button. And all of a sudden, he licked off about a dozen. Slug from the cannon that ripped through my cousin. No one was standing when the busted. Blood started to flood the floors by the elevator door. That's the last thing that I saw. Just all plan to make grands in my home.
Number two,
a jagged edge, rockhead guard, hard as stone edge. Who pledged whoever crossed his path is strapped with a sledge. Hammer, he didn't give a if about the manner. And on the block, he was called by the mamas and the grandmas. Indecent, heathen, juvenile delinquent. His weekends was frequently locked inside the precinct. His most recent cake for catching pace was snatching up snakes on the roof, butt naked, hang them off like drapes. The Nash was the combination to the safe with the brace. And those who didn't reply, they fell straight to their face. Raise the blade sharp, who invades the dark. And raid more spots than spades and knocks. Iron heart like Tony Starks. A fierce lion. Will never leave the crib without the iron. And on the block, he be slinging rocks and ducking from the sirens. Beating the east with a pound and a bear hug. Those who want a like, they catch a slug from the snug. A 5%, who only knew was 1 to 10. He loved the guards with his heart, but his brain was filled with sin. And when he came in, he went looking out. Hoping he gets shot or taken out. A lock, I love him in Brooklyn House. And PC on a liquid diet. But he was louder than a riot.
Yo,
bad rude boy from the lands of Jamaica with visions to venture to the U.S. to receive the gold that he couldn't achieve in his country. Even though he sold more, he was the next man who was the dawn of the clan. And acting like they got the block locked, like I can't sling him same raps and eat food, but I be the rudest. Bad boy stepping gun toting, shots lash out like a violent explosion at Venezuela. Who tries to stop my production? Intervene the scene and slow up the cream. None of that Black East New York gun tour. Lock stalk from Bortic, the boardwalk. Memories of injuries, wounds, and burns. Walking through the streets of Medina, I stand firm, cause I know this, which means I can hold mine down without a doubt. It's the front, get snuffed out. Justice must be born, there's no escape, cause a snake can't be reformed, so I wait. Coming in the name to proclaim your fame for protection, and you don't know any yet lessons.
Bad, bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole hunting hound. Badder than the deep blue sea, badder than you and me. Through the trees like a salamander, biting like a piranha. But I'm biting your back like a Black Panther. The style I'm amping the fucking who I be. It's all about the money. I'm trying to get high with the then I turn to the killer priest. When it come 12 o'clock, I turn into the demon beast. Yo.
Liberated, 12 days penetrated. When I come with the roughness, sit for justice. Slip into my limits. There's ways in the helmets. When I blast and spit, it's your cool graphics. Come for the kill, I'm a tail. When I drop
the great skills while they'll say what I share.
I don't need to rhyme no more homework, niggas, no. Yo, to all the Wu-Tang Clan members, the Ghost Space Killer, the Jizza, the Rizza, the Old Dirty Bastard, the Method Man, the Chef, Raekwon, Inspector Deck, you God. Yo.
Yeah, that's right. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, coming back, top of the second hour here. And yes, that was the Wu-Tang Clan, ODB, talking about them snakes. Snakes and Jakes. Yes, that's exactly what we're dealing with. You know, I know Snake Style. I mentioned this on the show before. I know Snake Style. It is one of the best styles. It's slippery. Slippery. You try to grasp onto one of these jakes and snakes, and just you can't imagine how tight of a grip you got to have on them. They will slip right out of your hands. So I'm not trying to be like some ignorant person, you know, stepping barefoot in the grass, you know. I'm not going to listen to the snake come down the tree telling me that it's what's okay for me to do and what's not okay for me to do. Okay? I think we will have learned that from history lessons, if not religious texts here. I do know, you know, I'm not going to be bitten. I'm sorry. I'd rather have the tight grip and be able to bruise the head of the snake. Okay? I'm not going to be mesmerized. I'm not going to be hypnotized by the lies. That's not me. Okay? I'm sovereign, even that over the snake. You should be too. But anyways, once again, we are back from commercial break. This episode is brought to you by TLBTalk.com. Free and open social network where you can have your freedom of speech, not be censored. Okay, there's no Gestapo who's going to be telling you what you can and can't say. Okay, that's not for anybody to do, not even the government. Okay,
I don't know, V. If I hear some people talking about Biden or Trump or Christianity, I might start getting Gestapo on their ass. You never know.
You know.
But I can't block anybody, so don't worry, guys. I can't do anything. I can only block anybody from my personal page, but I don't want to do that. I want to. Blocking is for bitches. I want to keep you guys close so you guys get mad.
Oh, well, gee whiz, where do we start? And yes, we can take callers. I didn't put out the numbers there. It will, if you could, while I pick out this next clip here.
Yeah.
The number.
512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. One more time. 512-248-8252. Find us online, republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the news articles. Check out our past cast. Give a donation. And while you're listening to the show, download TLB Talk on your Android or Apple and start sign up. It takes 2 seconds. It's absolutely free. Give a donation there, too, to support your people, though. And then start scrolling through while you listen to our past episodes where I own the crap out of people like Christians and Muslims and Reb.
So, as I mentioned in the first hour there, I do believe we narrowed down the date when I made that prediction that there'd be false flag shooting after false flag shooting if Joe Biden got to office in record numbers, and then them coming after our guns. I predicted it. I told you guys, it's not even a prediction, it was a warning. I knew it was going to happen for a fact. I don't say anything. And this is why All my ex-girlfriends hate me. Because I'm Mr. I Told You So. You know? I have to be right about everything. I don't open my mouth unless I'm sure of the words that come out of it. But I mean, people ask me my opinion on things. You know, I'll shrug my shoulder. You want to ask me what I know? Sit down. Look, listen, pay attention. I'll tell you what I know. And so here we have history proving me right. Record number shootings. Now, I know what makes a false flag shooter. I was supposed to be one. You don't think I know the game? And yes, history, they need to take away Americans' guns so they can do the full Nazi Gestapo New World Order takeover, because if they have their way, this show will disappear. The website will disappear. They'll bust in, take all copies, hard drives. They will erase my show from history. Trying to call me a domestic terrorist. I'll tell you one thing. Domestic, I am not. But if I gotta put the terror on you, that's the way I'm gonna go out. But this is, you know, I'm an American. I'm a patriot. All right? Patriot. Proud to be an American patriot. An American sheep? I am not. Am I chattel? I am not. Am I to be herded around? No, I am not. I am sovereign. There's a document out there that says so. If you were to suspend that document, I don't care. I know I'm made in the image of the Creator, and therefore I have freedom. Therefore, I have freedom to be creator and ruler over my own life. Okay? I do know the Sandy Hook thing. Let's talk about the subpoena. Let's go with that. You know what, Mike? I sent you a bunch of links. Let's just go in order. Let's go with the legal.
So the headlines read that Remington is subpoenaing the student records of the first graders who were shot and killed in the Sandy Hook massacre. So I assume that in this litigation, Remington issued a very broad discovery request, something along the lines of all documents related to the children, and someone blew it out of the proportion by saying, oh, they're specifically requesting educational records which have no relevance. Actually, not so, and the headlines are actually pretty accurate here. I took a look at the actual discovery requests, which read, any and all educational records in your possession, including but not limited to application admission paperwork, attendance records, transcripts, report cards, disciplinary records, correspondence, and any and all other educational information and records pertaining to each of the 5 first graders at issue. So yeah, those are actually much more specific than I thought, and it's hard to see what kind of relevance those documents would have in this particular litigation, and so as a result, the plaintiff's lawyers are trying to get a protective order to prevent the disclosure of those records related to the first grade.
I know why.
In that case. And they probably stand a pretty good chance of quashing that subpoena, but we'll see what happens in court.
Mm-hmm.
So, the reason why is, I was at, when Wolfgang Halbig, he filed a Freedom of Information request. Mad stuff. Like the field trip reports for the kids going to the Super Bowl. The emails between the principal and other people. The paperwork from the janitor. Because as our guest was bringing up, Don Jeffries, the fact that the school hadn't been maintained supposedly in a long time. He FOIA'd the dash cam footage, a whole bunch of stuff. And the thing is, it's really weird because, and I'm in the same position as Don, but I do think something weird's happened at Sandy Hook for sure. The thing is, there's only 2 answers for that. The answers are because Remington's not the first person that came at them for this. And this should just be basic information. Even when a kid dies, like, if a kid dies, kids die every day. And when a kid dies, they put their face all over the thing. JonBenet Ramsey, any kid that gets shot. Oh, a four-year-old toddler was shot. Tragic story. But why can't we know about these kids, right? So the reason is there either is no documentation, or if there is, it's going to conflict with their official story. So those are the only two things that can be. So we're in the situation where the cops, the judges, the governor at the time, they're all in the coroner, Gene Rosen, they were all in collusion with one another. And there is some compelling evidence to suggest that that may have not even been an active school for a while before that. So it's all very interesting stuff, but my summary here is it's got to be either they conflict with the official story or there's no records at all.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, there's probably no record at all. Once again, it looks paper mache. I'll bring up my experience in theater again.
And this is
how it's paper mache. Like, you know, something that's supposed to look 3D is only actually 2D. They may not have thought of every angle of every piece of record that a school would have. They may not have thought of, you know, what you know, has there been any, you know, pesticides used there, or how mm-hmm. what chemicals, you know, what the janitors used. You know, what did, you know, just this record for all that stuff that probably just could not be fabricated quick enough. And so, and another reason to tear down the school. Oh, those records probably were in the building before we tore everything down.
And the thing, V, is all of this stuff, I'll say this, which is, this is why it's important. I mean, now Remington is forced to do this because they were in this legal battle, but this goes to show how important the Freedom of Information Act is, how helpful it is, and that's shout outs to audit them. Everyone's favorite auditor, audit them. We encourage you to audit them. And we had him on talking about FOIAs, and it's very, very cool, man. We got to start using the FOIAs more often because, like you said, the media's lying, the government's lying, they're all brainwashing us. The only way we can get to this information is through FOIA, and then even through FOIA, we're not going to get all the stuff. I mean, you know, this Don Jeffries, who was on earlier, Chuck Ocelli, shout out to my boy, Chuck Ocheesy. Like, these people have been researching this stuff since back in the day. We still don't got no JFK records declassified. You know what I'm saying? It's still not that way. But at least with the FOIA request, you force their hand, right? Because if you say to the Sandy Hook people, oh, yeah, show me just one email between this supposed principal who the local mainstream news thought was dead, but she was still alive, or vice versa. Show me any proof that this school existed on paper at all. Just show me any of that at all. And they're like, that's insensitive to children. Well, what are you talking about? Because all of your cable news is either based on war, coronavirus, or the fact that there's missing a missing blonde girl, a missing child, right? So all of a sudden, you don't want to know about these kids? It's crazy. So that's why we got to push their hand with the FOIAs, biometric FOIAs, even stuff that's old. Oh, gee, I still got FOIAs. Wait to come back to me. So I can't wait till more come. They just keep pushing time limits and whatever. But FOIAs are very important.
Absolutely. And we're harping on a point here, but let's hear what the idiots that are so offended by. Let's move on to the next clip there.
Some families of the victims from the Sandy Hook horrible Sandy Hook shooting in 2012 are suing the gun manufacturer Remington who was the maker of the gun that was used in the shooting. Now, in response to that, the gun maker is looking into the records or requesting the records, some school records, some grade records, and disciplinary records from some of those children that are no longer with us. Let's get into some of the details as to why this is possible and why they're doing this. Some of the background of this lawsuit is the families sued Remington for wrongful death, accusing it of having recklessly marketed the military-grade Bushmaster to civilians. Remington has argued that the Bushmaster is a legal firearm and the sale of the one used in the school shooting to the perpetrator's mother was actually legal. So the family's lead attorney on this, Joshua Koskoff, said that Remington's subpoenas covered the kindergarten and first grade records for the five student victims whose families are suing: Jesse Lewis, Daniel Barden, Dylan Hockley, Benjamin Wheeler, and Noah Posner. Now, also, there was also some adults that were victims that day, and they also looked for the Remington was looking for the records of them, sometimes some background on them, trying to see what other kind of dirt they can find on those adults that were also murdered that are no longer with us. So the attorney for the families was trying to figure out why this is going on and had this statement to say. In mid-July, the defense served a subpoena on the Newton Public School District seeking any and all educational records in your possession, including but not limited to application and admission paperwork, attendance records, transcripts, report cards, disciplinary records, correspondence, and any and all other educational information and records pertaining to each of the five first graders whose estates are plaintiffs in this particular case. And that same attorney went on to say, there's no conceivable way that these records will assist Remington into defense, and the plaintiffs do not understand why Remington would invade the family's privacy with such a request. But nonetheless, this personal and private information has been produced to Remington. So Remington did get the information for these five-year-olds, for I think it was kindergarten and first grade, about their school records, their attendance records, and their grades. Their grades.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what it is they want.
Can you pause this for a sec? This is big. Remington, if they weren't red-pilled already, first and foremost, because of this, I'm also suing Reese's, Coca-Cola, and Forks because I'm gaining weight and I may be a pre-diabetic. So I'm preemptively suing them, a preemptive strike. First of all, why is Remington even being sued? This is complete hypocrisy in the United States. A gun, Jesus Christ. But secondly,
Will, you asked the question.
Remington.
The question.
I mean, that's the whole that's the whole point of this. I mean, no gun maker. I mean, what's next? I mean, are we gonna start suing the guy that wrote Lost because it was a depressing end, and you have PTSD because of that, and you need a service, and you need a service dog? Yeah, I mean, this is crazy.
But that actually, listen, it's like the equivalent suing Remington for this school shooting is like the equivalent of me picking up a basketball, just chucking as hard as I can, slamming some chick in the head, plowing her over, and then she goes to court and sues Spalding.
For real. Seriously. Now, this is crazy. Like that guy said in this clip, he said, it looks like that information has been given over to them. Now, I'm not a betting man, but I would be willing to bet that information, that is the most interesting information, one of the most important, interesting pieces of information on the planet right now. And Remington is in possession of that, and I wonder if it's public, and I'm going to have to find out. Because if he's giving them information on these five kids, I think that there's a strong... And you guys know I'm more cautious. I'm typically more cautious when it comes to other people about saying what I think. And I always just... I don't even know. I don't have any theories on 9/11. I just know the official story is BS. So I have a strong gut feeling and an inclination to believe that there are no records from these kids. I really delved into Sandy Hook, and I and this is maybe more one of my way out things, but I don't believe that. I don't want to say unequivocally, but I highly doubt that there is records of these kids. And the fact that the judge made them produce it and Remington is now in possession of that makes me extremely curious, because you're going to probably have some fraudulent documents there, if I was willing to bet, and I'm not a betting man. And that in it itself is interesting. So we may find
it's
out.
It's going to have to go through examination. It's going to have to go through some hardcore examination. If they have any smart lawyers, they will find inconsistencies. They will find a reason to doubt either these children ever really existed or these people are still alive and they're going to surface up somewhere else. If we can get one case where we can bust the government for a false flag operation,
yes,
that would be our saving grace. New World
Order.
Well,
I'm going to put this in the chat. So, you talked about these kids end up dying somewhere else. This one, I think the Daily Mail is going to pop up first.
No, I was saying they showed up somewhere else.
Oh, well, show up. Yeah, so here's the thing. They show up somewhere else. So this one kid, Noah Posner, is one of the kids who was just listed in the audio clip as well. And his father, I've seen his interviews with his father. And he's one of the main victims of the Sandy Hook shooting. Well, controversy, although is very... it was only limited to the Truther movement, but it did make headlines. And let me see. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do a little bit of looking for it. But you're gonna have to trust me, and I'll verify later, folks out there. But this kid Noah Posner, his face showed up on a sign of somebody that was dead overseas. In another, like, earthquake or something like that. I'm going to pull it up right now. So it's really weird.
It's like the crisis actors popping up everywhere, being seen multiple times. Now they're going to reuse dead children pictures. That's what you're saying.
Literally. This is not a fringe belief. That what I was saying before is just like, I don't really believe they have the documents. You know, that's my personal belief. But this is a fact. I've seen it reported in the mainstream news. And let's see, Noah Posner. Jesus, I'm gonna give me 1 second. I'll figure this out.
I just want to say the arrogance. The thing about a psychopath doesn't respect anybody as a human being. A psychopath always is going to think of you as beneath them, even in intelligence. They don't think that anybody in the world can smell their, you know what. They don't think people can smell their BS. But that's the whole reason why they got to take away the guns, because people are smelling their BS. They don't want an uprising. Because I'm going to tell you right now, once all the guns are gone, they're gonna crap in diapers and throw it in your face. Knowing that you can't do anything about it. Just like they're doing in Australia. Just like they're doing in the UK right now. Just like they're doing in New Zealand.
So I found it.
Go ahead.
I'm actually going to read off Snopes, because Snopes doesn't completely debunk it, which tells you it says, just basically what it is... On December 16th, 2014, 145 people were killed in an ambush attack on Army Public School in Peshawar, Pakistan. Among the victims were 132 children ranging in age from 8 to 18. The tragedy was reported upon widely across the world. In late December 2014, a curious photograph ostensibly snapped after the Peshawar massacre began to circulate. It basically was a lady holding up a picture of Noah Posner. So I know we're going to break, but Oh, we're going to skip the break.
Well, let's get the break. You know, I really want to... And see...
Well, basically, you just go on to sum it up, just so there's a little point on this. You go to the Snopes article, you have to go to DuckDuckGo, and you type in Noel Posner died twice, and you see the kid up on the main picture of these ladies that they're holding up pictures for, like, people that died and like a in memorandum of, and you see Noah Posner's face up there. So they say, well, Snopes gives a couple theories about how, well, they could have just been cutting out things and came across that. Like, you just must have came across an American newspaper and said, you know, this guy will look good amongst the other kids that died there. It's very bizarre. So I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that it actually is a real thing out there that the mainstream news admits. So,
wow. And okay, so now that you said that, let's listen to the contrast. Let's and Mike. Oh, okay, there you are, Mike. All right, I was gonna say, did he leave the board? All right. Now, we have all this information that we just spoke about. What is up with these people who are against conspiracy theories? Now, I want you people to understand, this is the PSYOP. This is also something that was designed to crush free thought. Freedom of speech and free thought. Because if you exercise any one of those, you are to be shut up. This is the precursor to the censorship that was happening on Facebook. This is the precursor to the censorship happening on YouTube. This is the precursor to the censorship that was happening on Twitter. Let's play that clip. The public... against conspiracies. You have to scroll down a little bit more. It's the CNN.
Yes. First comes the shooting.
Situation involving an active shooter.
Then come those who denied the shooting ever happened.
We have bodies being shot, but there's no impact of bullets.
This clip alleges to show a rehearsal of crisis actors prior to the mosque shooting.
There are two players here, the conspiracy theorist.
Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured.
And the families they target.
There is no divide between the online world and the real world.
You're going to die. Death is coming to you real soon.
One day I just saw, I mean, literally hundreds of this hateful, vile, I mean, you name it.
You know, if you push back, they'll push back even harder.
Do you have any comment on the claim that you're a crisis actor?
You might as well enter their reality. It's the only way.
Conspiracy theories aren't new.
Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon?
But what is new are conspiracy theorists making shooting victims and their families one of their main targets.
I am Lenny Posner. My son, Noah, was killed at the Sandy Hook school shooting.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Noah. We love you.
Immediately after the tragedy, hoaxers were already targeting Noah because there were conspiracy theories surrounding Noah's mother, Veronique, just because she did several interviews.
Is there anything else you want to say?
One of the interviews, she was accused of faking the interview behind a green screen.
I'm grieving, that's all.
Because there was a digital glitch with Anderson Cooper.
Folks, we've got video of Anderson Cooper with clear blue screen out there. He's not there in the town square.
So to actually get these posts removed, there are two steps that need to take place. The first step is on the front end, searching and flagging them for the tech platforms. Then the second step is what the tech sites actually do with them. That's the back end. What they do is they send it to content moderators around the world who make a decision based on each site's terms of service, whether to keep a video up or to take it down. Now that first step takes a lot of time and energy. But for some families, taking on the conspiracy theorists isn't a choice. It's a necessity.
In 2014, I decided to get more involved in what I was seeing as a very serious problem that wasn't going to go away.
This is just a search on most recent. Anything tagged Sandy Hook?
There were thousands of YouTube channels with the same mirrored content. So I knew the obvious thing that needed to be done.
Lenny Posner founded an organization called Honor, a network of volunteers who search the web for conspiracy harassment content and report it.
This is the Honor Forum. This is the major group. People from our group look around the internet and find videos. Let's look at Mr. Army Psyops. He looks like a real winner. And then we try and report them to Facebook, to Twitter, to YouTube and get them taken down. We just tried to get hoaxer content removed and demand a higher standard for the way victims are treated by society. That's beautiful, Noah. He was the youngest kid to die.
What kind of power do you have here in your bedroom, on your computer, to find and to combat this kind of hoaxing, this kind of disinformation?
That's an interesting question, because some days you feel like totally powerless. Every time you take one down, another one pops up. But then you think to yourself, to the extent I can in a tiny way help the parents of these children who suffered just a horrible loss, deal with that loss a little bit easier, then I feel like I've had a good day.
Tell me about Len Posner and what he's done for you.
Lenny's been a lifesaver for me. He is, you know, almost single-handedly, with the help of a few volunteers, taken hundreds of videos down of Allison's murder.
Andy Parker's daughter, Allison, was a TV reporter who was killed live on TV along with her cameraman, Adam Ward. Andy, to this day, has never seen the video of his daughter's death, but one day he searched Allison's name on YouTube.
I just did a search, typed in Allison Parker, and I was like, God almighty, you know, there were pages and pages and pages of thumbnails, and it was all hoax related, just sick stuff.
According to Parker, he approached Google to try to get the videos taken down on YouTube, and he says that they told him that he would have to flag the videos one by one.
YouTube is telling me, if you flag it, then we'll look at it and we'll take it down, but you have to look at every single one of them. And I'm going, are you kidding me? That I can't do that. The onus should not be on me to flag the content that you should be monitoring and you should be controlling and policing. Whatever troll or, you know, crazy person that uploads this stuff, they need to convince you why it needs to be on the platform.
What does it say that...
Stop this. Jesus. I'm getting sick too. Will, go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
I mean, if somebody, first of all, we're not supposed to fat shame people, right? And I don't think that we should. But if someone's actually legitimately crazy, are we going to shame them because they're crazy and bother them? And if this is something that causes you PTSD, why don't you just stop effing looking at it?
Get off the internet.
If these people are crazy, you say, you know what? It's a tragedy. I've lost my son, my daughter, my this, my that. And you know what? There's some crazy people out there. Well, that's life. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. No, instead, you're going to trigger your PTSD and watch all the videos, stay online. Or
it's the victimization cycle. I want to be traumatized over and over and over again. I'm going to be a complete mind control victim of the government. I'm slave. I'm slave to what I think is the truth. What I'm told is the truth. Because I'm a victim. These are not crisis actors. Go ahead.
And this is a thing, right? So, my brother Jeff, he's not. So, I was talking to him a year or two ago, and I said, hey, you know, he mentioned Alex Jones, and I was like, yeah, I don't really mess with Alex Jones like that no more. And he was like, yeah, there's a few of his things that he said that I just couldn't rock with. And I was like, well, what? And he said Sandy Hook. And, I mean, I'll take beef with other things. Alex Jones went back on what he said on Sandy Hook, because you heard in that clip over there, he said it's 100% manufactured, and now he says it's not the case, and he apologized for that. But I said, well, why do you believe in Sandy Hook? The Socratic Method 101, which he helped introduce to me, by the way. he helped teach me the Socratic Method. And so I said, why do you believe the story about Sandy Hook? And he said, well, I was like, well, the government got caught lying before, right? Right. The cops.
When has the government told us the truth?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, I just broke it down stupid easy for him. And my brother knows that I was like, we agree the government's lied before. Yes, yes. Okay, great. We agree that the cops have lied before, right? Yep, yep. We also can't agree historically on false flags that have happened. Even though he might not necessarily agree with 9/11, I don't know where he stands on that now. Before he didn't, and I'm pretty sure he still doesn't, but... There are false – I mean, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, I mean, Secretary of Defense McNamara admitted it, right? I mean, there's other – right. He was like, well, I just can't believe – I was like, well, why not? I mean, like, is it that impossible to – I mean, they fake so much stuff, and these people are known liars, and he still couldn't come to grips with that because, well, I just refuse to – I just can't believe – the thing is, we don't – And it's such a bad thing, a creepy thing to ask questions. So if we're crazy, just let us be crazy. Just let us be crazy. But Don Jeffries, who we had on, he's not crazy. Ron Paul wrote the foreword to one of his books. This guy is very smart and well-researched. And he was bringing up a lot of this. I mean, if this is such a national tragedy, a bad thing, We should know all about it and learn from it so it never happens again. But there are some crazy anomalies about that day which have yet to be explained. And until these unexplainable things become explained, people are always going to have questions, just like 9/11, just like the JFK assassination. And this is heading into another level because before, with JFK, supposedly they coined the term conspiracy theorist after that to weaponize it. That's pretty bad. I still cringe every time I heard the word conspiracy. I hate that. I hate that term. And then 9/11, then they called us, after that they called us truthers, and they wrote some negative stuff about us in the press for sure. But this, what's going on here with Sandy Hook, is not just Alex Jones, but it's Remington. It's a double whammy. So they're going against Alex Jones, who I'm not a big fan of, although I'm a fan of some of the earlier stuff that he's done. But more importantly than Alex Jones, they're going after the First Amendment. Now with Remington, they're also going after the Second Amendment concurrently, while the trifecta is hit by saying, not only do you not have free speech, not only do you not have guns, but the fact that you're questioning things makes you dangerous, and we're going to ban you from the internet and censorship. And that's what's happened. That Sandy Hook is one of the major reasons why people got banned. Like, that was like the first thing that got people banned was Sandy Hook. Like that was like the thing. Because, yo, Sandy Hook killed people like crazy, because my boy Jay went from never believing anything we said at all. I used to talk all day about me and my boys. I don't believe it. I would hit him with the best information, best fact. Boom. He watched one of those documentaries, what happened at Sandy Hook. After that, it completely changed his life, his outlook on everything. Sandy Hook was dropping red pills like crazy on YouTube. Like he said, Red Silver J. I mean, there was a lot of good work going on there. And that's the beginning. That was like the first part of that censorship. So this is very dangerous. You've got the Second Amendment, the First Amendment under attack, and then private companies are censoring us from even speaking out about us. And then the courts are making us look really bad. And, I mean, who knows what the ramifications are. I just, you know, I am optimistic that the judge handed over that information or forced them to hand that information over, because that could be a real victory. And let's just hope Remington, you know, that's an American company right there. And I'm really hoping Remington all the best here. And I really hope Remington takes it a step further, because that's what you do in a court case too. Remington are becoming conspiracy theorists right now. Because literally, yep. Because why else would you request that? Because for Remington to request that information, you don't have to request that information. You could request other information. You don't have to request that information. And by requesting that information, you're saying, okay, well, what proof do you have that this school even existed, these kids even existed? Well, give me some information about these kids, because everything is sealed, right? So give me some information about this stuff, and the judge is giving it over to them. So this could be interesting. The judge could be getting pilled. The judge could already be pilled. Remington is, if they weren't conspiracy theorists, the hated, dreaded term before, they will most assuredly be after this court case. And that's one of the places where the truth can come out in a mainstream court case. And of course, the liberal media is going to go bad and report. They're reporting on this like this is the worst thing ever. They're not even reporting on the fact that how could you even sue Remington in the first place. They're just saying it's bad for these people asking for discovery. So this could at least bare minimum get some information out to the people.
And you know, it's funny how these parents are so responsible now. We must take charge, and what people can see, what information, what, you know. Why don't you take charge of your own children and stop them from getting guns in their hands in the first place? Remington is not responsible. Okay. Remington's got to make a living. America's economy is built on warfare, killing people. Okay. So to arm the Taliban with $90 billion worth of arms and then to take our guns away from us, that's bad policy. That's New World Order. They create the boogeyman. They're going to tell us they're going to keep us safe. We're just the cattle. We're the sheep. The shepherds can only have the staffs, right? I don't want to be a sheep. I want to be an independent person with my own staff. Thank you very much. Anybody else who thinks differently than that, well, you know, just listen to this next clip here. I want to talk about the D.C. shooting. Go ahead.
President Biden's backyard looking like a war zone. Yet again, two people wounded after a gunman sprayed bullets in a crowded D.C. neighborhood. Panicked diners running for their lives and customers inside forced to duck and cover behind their tables. The police chief's furious about what happened and slamming liberal policies for allowing violent criminals to be on the streets.
I'm mad as hell about this, and I hope y'all are too. We have a vicious cycle of bad actors who do things, no accountability, and they end up back in community. And the police officers, and I guarantee you, when we lock up whoever did this, they will be no stranger to us. I promise you that. You cannot coddle violent criminals. You cannot. You cannot treat violent criminals who are out here making communities unsafe for you, for your loved ones, for me, for my loved ones. They might not want a job. They might not. They might not need services. What they may require is to be off of our streets because they're making it unsafe for us.
And it only took bullets flying in their own backyard for the liberal media to care. This, of course, after CNN hosts previously mocked the surge in violence.
You listen to conservative media, you would think that, you know, entire cities are just, you know, embroiled in fights and fires and whatever. We went out and had a great dinner in New York City tonight. People actually walked up to us and said, thank you for, I watch you every night. I can't believe they thought they did to do a double take at us actually hanging out and not seeing us on the TV screen.
That's so cool.
Notice the change in tone when Jim Acosta's fancy dinner got erupted last night.
Jim, you just, I guess, happened to be there, and what did you see? What did you hear?
Anderson, I was having dinner at a restaurant that's very popular in D.C., Le Diplomat. People have probably heard of it. It's on 14th Street in Northwest Washington.
All right, Graham, I'm just trying to picture myself in Jim Acosta's shoes where people had just
died. Okay, okay. Let's stop right there. So, once again, I must point out, you want to talk about false flag? You want to talk about... Listen, first off, let's start with the black police chief or captain, whatever the hell he is, who just, oh, values of the streets, you know, we don't need criminals, and oh, lordy, lordy, lordy this, lordy, lordy that. Okay, let's start with him. You got Biden, who want policy to make it to where felons can vote. The Democrats want felons to vote. So that's the reason for the release of these felons back on the streets. Now, you combine that with, so these felons can't get jobs. It's most definitely can't get jobs during Corona. Not during the Rona. So what are they going to resort to? They're going to resort to what they know. Gun violence and you know, robbery, whatever, theft, whatever. That, again, you're creating the problem so that you can sell the solution. Okay, let's take away the guns then. Oh, Biden is going to play up this. He's going to get Washington, D.C. all over his nuts, because that's the only way he can do it. He's the most unpopular president in history. This is the only way he can do it, if he does something about what happens in his own backyard, since he can't handle the rest of the country. Well, and the liberals are going to worship anything he says and does, because CNN is going to feel personally attacked. Oh, CNN, the liberal trash that CNN is, they're gonna march this gun control. Again, the CNN, same video from before of these parents like, oh, people are thinking. They're thinking about there are conspiracies out there. There aren't any conspiracies. Let's take these videos down. Liberals. You know, the name liberals, and I'm disgusted that they call themselves liberals. They don't want anybody to have any liberty. So, to fast track this, okay? Okay, listen. I'm so furious, guys. November 3rd, I predicted this. Will, go ahead and tell him.
Yeah. No, yeah, you predicted all this, and Joe Biden is a senile war criminal pedophile, and I've said that to his face a few times. But also, one of the things that's lost on this gentleman that's announcing is, one, if he was a true conservative, he would have reported it like this. He would have said, first of all, the police over here, he's talking about, oh, it's so bad that people are killing people. Yeah, well, it happens all the time. Police kill 3 people every day. They kill the Bill of Rights every single day, even before coronavirus, and they follow every illegal and unconstitutional order. They do more theft, property damage than anything else. And the D.C. MPD, the Metropolitan Police down there in D.C., wow. First of all, just a little side note, they have all the information of the hard drives, and this is confirmed through email and audio of weird stuff on the hard drives in the back door to the website of Comet Ping Pong Pizza. People still think that's crazy. Call in tomorrow night. We'll debate it.
I'm so furious about this. Go ahead. Finish.
One more thing, too. Just a side note. I didn't believe this. You guys go ahead and Google this because we're winding down here on the show. But the D.C. Metropolitan Police, they're actually opening bureaus in other parts of the country. San Francisco, I think like Georgia, literally like the whole idea of police was supposed to be your local police. And first of all, police in and of themselves are inherently unconstitutional, illegal, and immoral. We fought a war against a standing army, redcoats. And for a very long time, we didn't have police in this country until they were protecting the rich merchants in Boston and catching runaway slaves. So now they're opening. How is D.C. opening up a police bureau in San Francisco? I didn't even believe it, but it's true.
What I want to know is, you know, I've never seen such a soulless sellout as much as Don Lemon.
Oh, my God. And
do you think they pay him in Caucasian dildos?
Yo, and it's like, he's like, this guy, he's like, and people were coming up to us and saying, you're on TV, and they were like, oh, they were like starstruck. I'm like, are you serious, dog? You're like, you're on TV and you're bragging about how you're seeing yourself on TV. I mean, it's one, like, how cringe is that? Like, obviously, when you're on TV, people, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, people are going to come up to you. I'm sure he doesn't get a lot of good and bad. I'm sure he gets some bad interactions too, and I've actually seen a few of those, as a matter of fact. He's not talking about those. I mean, like, how pompous is this guy?
I've never, and as a black man, I have never seen such a sorry, weak excuse of a man. I mean, if 200, 300 years ago, he would have been sleeping underneath Master's bed and used as a sex toy.
Oh man!
I'm so disgusted.
And his boy Cuomo, the other Cuomo, now he's getting in trouble too for sexual harassment. I mean, it's coming out. The stuff's coming out. So there's good and there's bad all mixed into it. But very surprised to see that coming out too. I mean, I don't know. They're eating their own, and it sucks because I know we're winding down here, but there's so much to talk about, and we didn't even get to call, so. Oh, man. But, yeah, B, I can't wait for tomorrow's show because I got so much junk to talk. We got so much stuff to say.
Well, I don't know what I'm more disgusted by. We got to have a vote. Let's put a vote up on RBN. Who's the most disgusting person of the year? We got to put Don Lemon up there. We got to put Fauci up there. We got to put Biden up there. Who's the most disgusting person of 2021? Oh, dear God. Okay, guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, B. This is a travesty. Oh, good God, I'm so angry. Guys, catch us tomorrow night. We got to talk about this some more and call in, all right? All right, in the land of surveillance, man, third eye is king, so please educate yourselves. Good night.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Go ahead, next time, for Red Pill Hardcore, keep it real, take the Red Pill. To my little friend!
Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good! That is good!
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the Red Pill.
Gonna get the green light
for mom. Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine.
to you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.